2UE's 2015.
Yeah. Julian, I'm sorry to keep you up.
Whack on a beanie.
At the end of the day, you can only do your best.
The year in review.
Islamic State terror again shocks the world in June with a holiday resort in Tunisia targeted. The port El Kantoui was packed with European tourists when a 23-year-old university student, disguised as a tourist, produced a machine gun and started firing.
There was panic and pandemonium on the beach. Footage showed a number of casualties in swimsuits lying still on the sand or being carried out on stretchers by rescuers.
The killer randomly shot 38 people enjoying the resort's beach before he was killed by security guards.
As far as the Daesh death cult is concerned, we may not always feel that we are at war with them, but they certainly think that they are at war with us.
This really is the World Cup of fraud.
World sport was rocked but hardly surprised when a corruption scandal engulfed football's governing body, FIFA. Despite the scandal, President Sepp Blatter is re-elected to his position.
Let's go, FIFA! Let's go, FIFA!
Days later, he quits but says he'll stay until a replacement is found. The issue? Now before the courts. One of the most controversial figures in Australian business, Alan Bond, passes away in June.
Dad was a larger-than-life character who started with nothing and did so much.
He was aged 77.
The greatest Australian distance runner of all time.
And Australian sport lost one of its greats, Ron Clark.
It's a huge legacy he's left behind.
The legendary athlete was 78.
The Year in Review on Sydney's original 2UE 954.